listening to Where We Meet, a radio show by Tao Center for the Arts. I'm Julia Edmonds, and I'm also joined here by Sawyer Side. Today, our guest is Estelle Lohr. Lohr is the author of 10 published and or forthcoming books and young adult novels, including acclaimed novel This Raging Light and Disney's Cities of Villains trilogy. She has been an Indie Next Pick, a BEA Buzz Book author, a Junior Library Gold Standard selection, and has worked for nearly a decade as an agency associate and editorial consultant with Folio Literary Management. She holds an MFA in Writing for Children and Young Adults from Vermont College of Fine Arts and a BA in Theater Arts from New Mexico State University. Lohr was raised in Taos, where she still lives and works today. She's an English language arts teacher at Taos Academy and a young writers program curator at Somos. Through Somos, she runs a young writers group of high school juniors and seniors who showcase their poems every year at a young writer showcase on Saturday, April 6th at 6 p.m. During the show, we will also be reading some of our poems that will be showcased for the Young Writers' Night. So, hi, how's it going?
Hi, that was a very nice introduction. Thank you for having me.
We've included a short bio for you already. Is there anything else that you want to add that we haven't?
Not really. I think that just about covers it.
Okay. So a lot of your books have references to New Mexico in them. For example, your book Remember Me is set in Santa Fe, and you also take inspiration from a lot of the people in your life in your books. Can you tell us a little bit about how growing up in New Mexico inspired your works?
Yes, I can. It wasn't exactly Santa Fe. It was kind of based on Santa Fe, but I find this area really difficult to write about because there's so much nuance to it. And anyway, I just wanted to make sure that that is clear because I don't want to be held responsible for writing about this area exactly as it is. That's something that I haven't really taken on yet. But I think because I have grown up here from the time I was 14 and I left for 10 years, but I came back, there's something about this culture and about the way that people treat each other here that I hope leaks into my books. There's a kind of ferocity, I think, to the youth here.
Yep.
And there's a kind of appreciation for the landscape. Also, I find Taos to be really singular in that people are not so much divided by class or by how much money they have. They're more sort of all together. And so I also try to explore how many different cultures can coexist and create challenges for each other, but also bring each other together.
Nice. So what inspired you to become a writer yourself? And what advice would you give to young aspiring writers?
Well, when I was really, really little, about 6 years old, my mom was sort of a hippie, I guess, although not like your typical Taos hippie. She wasn't that hardcore, but she did have a van and we used to drive around in it. And this was like a VW van that grew mushrooms out of the carpet. And I remember being on the floor of the van because, of course, there weren't any seatbelts or anything like that. And I would write in these little notebooks. I would write stories that were called The Happy Family. And it was like the most boring stories ever, like a cat, a dog, a mom, a dad, a white picket fence, you know, nothing I had ever experienced. And that was what I thought was like the best story ever. But then for a long time, I didn't have my own stories. I liked acting. I have a BA in theater, as you mentioned. Yep. And I liked acting because I got to get to the root of a certain character, and people would give me lines that were already written, that were already brilliant. And so I didn't think that I would be a writer. But when I had kids, I started to feel the rumbles of wanting to do something creative again. I didn't know what it was. And I had the opportunity to audition for a play in New York, and I wound up deciding not to do it because I felt like I couldn't leave my kids. So I think the creativity just built up inside of me, and when my son was born, I started writing every day. And that was the book that became my first book, This Raging Light. So I think I'm a little late to the table, although he's 17 now. So I've been doing it for almost 2 decades every year. I mean, every day. But I think for younger writers, I mean, you guys actually completely blow my mind because you have such, you're so young, but you have so much insight and it comes out so naturally when we're working together. Like if I give you a prompt, the things that come out 15 minutes later just blow my mind. I can't believe it. I would never have been able to do that at your age. My poetry, had I been writing it in high school, would have been incredibly angsty and pretty predictable, you know? I think you guys have a maturity and a wisdom that is so far beyond your years. So what I feel like is if a young person has those voices, it's almost like you have voices in your head, right? Like there's something when an idea takes you that you have to write about, it's like it's talking to you. All of a sudden something connects. And so my suggestion is just to start doing it. Not to worry. You know, we've had people join our group. You guys, you and Sawyer have been with me for a very long time.
Yeah.
But we've had people join our group who are less sure of themselves. But the fact of the matter is that they just started. They just started writing. They just started to figure it out. And they had the pull towards it. So my feeling is if you have the pull towards it, meet it where it is. And just start writing, because the first things that you write, they're probably going to be bad.
Yeah.
Like objectively, sure. You know, you have to go through that yucky period before things start to emerge that are interesting and, you know, could potentially take you further. If you're asking me from an industry standpoint, that's a totally different question.
Yeah. Well, so you work with Somos and you've been doing a lot of work with Somos, and we were talking a little bit about the Young Writers Night. Can you tell us like what you do at Somos and like how it adds to the bigger picture of what Somos actually does within the community?
Sure. So I started out as a board member. And so as a board member, I help to try to ensure the succession and the planning and the stability of Somos as an organization.
Yeah.
And Somos has really several prongs. We have the Taos Writers Conference. We have people who come in to enrich our community and do these workshops that you guys have been invited to come and participate in. And we have people come showcase writers. The Young Writers Program is one of those prongs that is... that is one of our strongest, actually. And it helps us in several ways. For one, we offer community-wide for students to come and write.
Yeah.
We also send different writers into classrooms. And people like Pamela Pereira, who's doing like some, you know, literacy work with the kids and goes into. So we try to serve the youth population at large within Taos. Our group, which started really community wide, has gotten it maxed out. We had the most people that we could have in that group. And so it's closed up. This is a special year because most of you are graduating.
Yeah.
But that is basically the role within Taos. I also do a writing group at Taos Academy Mondays at noon that is open to anybody. We do things at TISA. So what we're trying to do is protect words and expression through words with youth.
Yeah.
And a lot of what happens within classrooms at school, teachers are limited. I am one. Yeah. I know it. You are working towards state standards. There are certain levels of expression that are not appropriate for school. And so we're trying to supplement that community-wide and make words and expression through words available to everyone, basically.
Yeah, that's important. Yeah. So now I'm going to read a short poem that I wrote for the Young Writers Night. I will be reading at the Young Writers Night. And then after I read, Sawyer will join Ms. Estelle on the interview. So this is my poem. Being an adult means knowing that no one is going to come save you. But sometimes in the night, when everything is cold and bone dry, you still feel the pain in your shoulders of everyone that at one point you thought would. There are certain people whose words stick in your head like cotton, cushioning your thoughts. Those people are dangerous, because you never quite know which words will stick, and which will trickle away like nails down the drainpipe.
All right, so I am Sawyer, and I will be running the interview now. So the first question I want to ask is staying on that topic we've been talking about of youth and education. So a lot of your work revolves around youth, and you teach here, and you teach youth here in Taos about poetry. You've written young adult books. What role do you think literature plays in young people's lives, both when they read and when they write it?
Well, one of the things that I worked on when I was doing my thesis for my master's was the effect of reading on us physically. And for me, it's a very different experience reading than it is watching something. Everything is filled in for you when you're watching something, which can be really effective. I mean, if you have a good director and a good movie and a good show, all of those images, everything that's already decided, that can really take you to a deep place emotionally. But for me, literature, words, expression through words, everything comes into existence through our words. And I personally, just the way I'm built, I don't understand anything that's happening internally until and unless I write it down in some form. And so I like to pass those tools on. And I think the standard answer for the reason for literature is that we get to try on other shoes and really understand where other people are coming from. And I think that's true. But I also feel like there is a magic that takes place when you have written something or you're reading something, and then you meet another person who is receiving that, whether by, you know, sitting in the audience like people are going to be when you're reading your work, or whether they're just sitting there reading it on a piece of paper. What's happening in between those two places where you are giving, that person is receiving, or that person is giving and you are receiving, to me is completely magical, because every single experience of it is going to be different. You, Sawyer, reading a poem is going to be completely different than you, Julia, reading a poem. Mm-hmm. And that is going to feel completely different. And I feel like we need to be able to tap into that magic. And the way words sound, the way they look, the way a sentence is put together, and the way that we then learn to express ourselves, I think it's a huge tool for youth. Not only because it's creative expression, but because you will have to advocate for yourself in your lifetime. And the scope and breadth of words that you have to be able to express yourself in a way that is articulate and thoughtful, that gives you an opportunity to share as much of you, of yourself as you can with others, where otherwise you could be really limited. And it's hard enough for us to understand where each other are coming from. But when we have those tools, we have more of an ability. So
that was amazing. So on April 6th, we have our Young Writers Night, which is where you will hear Julia and I showcase our work, as well as the rest of the students in our writing group and other students you have taught in the community. What are you most excited about with this event? What are you looking forward to, excited to hear?
Well, I think, you know, we're in a vacuum all year long. We meet once a week for 2 hours. It started 1 hour, by the way, and then became an hour and a half, and then became 2 hours, and now it's like 2.5. But we meet once a week, unless there are extenuating circumstances, and we at least do one prompt. And we have become a pretty tight-knit community in the years. It's been years and years that we've been working together and developing your writing and listening to each other and giving each other feedback and talking about our lives and being together. And to me, this is the culmination of all of that. We've got two juniors, but the rest of you are seniors. And so for me, it's the end of an era, really. And in addition to that, I've been your teacher in some form or fashion really since you were in sixth grade. So it's like we're bringing it all together and you're going to be able to show people everything that you've done. Don't cry, Sawyer.
I'm chill.
But you are going to have the opportunity to let everybody see it. And I know there are a lot of people who are going to be coming to support you. Because as one of my English teachers told me, classes are like wine vintages, and there are certain vintages that are finer than others, and your class is a very fine wine. So I think it's going to be, for me, it's like I'm going to get to show you off, brag on you a little bit.
Well, thank you for joining us here today. Thank you for all the amazing words you had to say. I think we are all looking forward to the Young Writers Group at this point. And to close out this interview, I am going to read one more poem, and then that will be it. I remember Taos vividly as the place I go to be. The winding roads of home, weaving between sage and hopeless dreams. Cracked earth filling up with the season changes. Snow, rain, wind, and dry heat fill my lungs. The mountain air always centering me, always anchoring me to the place I call home. With mountains for as far as the eye can see, tourists and construction leaving the roads never barren. Taos, the place I call my home, my escape, but also my entrapment. We hope to see you all at our Young Writers Night on April 6th at 6 p.m. at Somos. Thank you.